You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast, all the way from Brighton. I've got Chris Eubank Jr. in front of me, ahead of October 2nd. It's a Wasserman launch here today. Wasserman making big moves, Chris.
Big moves, big boy moves. Yeah, we're the big boys in the game now in the UK. Now that we're sponsored or partnered with Sky Sports Boxing, which is, you know, the biggest outfit in boxing in the UK. So to have all this behind me now is it's awesome, and I'm very excited.
What are you expecting from October 2nd?
Sven Elbier, 18-1, solid, tough German fighter. The exact type of fight that I need to get me back into the swing of things after the things I've been having to deal with over the last few months. Family issues, COVID. I got COVID badly. Then I recovered from COVID and got sick again, believe it or not. So, you know, mentally, physically, this wasn't the right time to go for one of these big fights, you know. I think a fight like Sven Elbier, solid, get me back into the swing of things, do a good job, perform well, and big fight in December. That's the game plan.
Okay, there's a few names mentioned up there. I know I just spoke to you about Gennady Golovkin. Have talks progressed? Has Calla and Issa told you about that? Have talks progressed with Gennady's side?
All I know is his interest in the fight, and that he wants to fight in the UK soon. So, I've been saying it for years, the fight has to happen. And it seems now we're at a point where it's going to be made.
Do you think financially that's the best move for him, yourself?
Who else is there? Outside of Canelo, where's he going to make the most money fighting at middleweight? Of course, and that's what he wants. He's looking for the big money fights. So come on over to England, Gennady, and let's do it, baby.
Demetrius Andrade was mentioned there as well. How open are you to that one, Chris?
Anyone with a world title at middleweight, I'm of course open to. I'm in the prime of my career. After October 2nd, big names or world title fights. That's all it's going to be.
Mm. When's Roy getting in?
Roy is here in 2 days, and we will train for a couple of weeks before the October 2nd fight, and then we'll have a full camp before the fight in December.
You missed him?
I have missed Roy. Roy's a great guy. Not only is he a great coach, but he's actually a great person. You know, people may not know him personally, or, you know, people who haven't met him, they just see the flash, brash Roy Jones Jr. It's kind of the same as me. You know, all they see is what's going on in the ring and, you know, Instagram and the social media. But, you know, once you actually sit down with us and hang out and get to know us as people, you'd be surprised. And Roy is a great, great man.
Okay, I just want to address a couple of other names that you mentioned. You did mention Liam Williams' name. I think you said he's been snaking around. Was that the right term?
Yes. Liam Williams is a troll, and he needs to be put under a bridge. Constantly talking, constantly beefing with me online, trying to get a rise out of me. So, you know, it looks like it's going to get to a point where I'm just going to have to beat him up and send him on his way.
Okay. So he has caught your attention then?
Yes. I don't know how he's done it, but he seems to have a very big following online. There seems to be a lot of people that want to see this fight. He tweeted something the other day, and it was like 5,000 retweets, something like, who are all these people? I guess like there's a lot of boxing fans out there, especially in the UK, that want to see this fight. And it would be an exciting fight. You know, two very active, come-forward fighters who throw a lot of punches. Both got chins. Well, I've got a chin anyway. I can't really speak for his chin. So it would be a very, very exciting fight. So if the fans want it, then we'll see what we can do.
The other one, you know who I'm going to ask about. He made some comments recently. I'm talking about Billy Joe Saunders, that he believes he's the A-side in that fight. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I've already said what I think. You can't be the A-side with no belt and no credibility in the sport. You can't be the A-side of anything if when you quit after getting punched in the eye. You can't be the A-side when you have no other options. This is the only option Billy Joe Saunders has. There's no one else he can fight. There's nobody else that would that anyone wants to see him fight. On the flip side, what do I have? I have a sea of names, a sea of fighters, a sea of options that are in front of me. So yeah, you know, there is no A side for him. You know, he's not in a position to demand anything. You know, he will get what he's given if the fight happens.
So that demand of £5 million is unrealistic in your opinion?
Listen, I mean, look, Eddie's got a lot of money. Maybe it's not unrealistic, but he's not the one that's deciding who gets paid what. I'm the A-side in that fight.
Okay. If that fight does happen, let's say December, what do you believe happens truly in your heart?
Say that like it could, like I'm thinking that it might, that he might win.
No. What do you actually believe this December, if that fight was made, going off Billy's last performance, going off your last couple of performances against Marcus, and obviously this one coming up October 2nd, what happens?
What
tell
do
me.
What do you think? I think.
Well, I think you believe you'd stop him. Am okay. I right?
What else is that? Is that it?
No, I think you'd say maybe you stop him late. I don't know.
I would obliterate him.
Okay.
You know, the guy he's a fake. Or as Americans say, he's a phony, a fraud. He got in the ring with Canelo after all the things he said, you know, you have to take both my eyes out, break my arms and my back, and I would still not quit. You know, you have to take me out of my shield. Gets on Daniel Dubois after he quit, you know, with an eye injury, and said, you know, how could you do this? It's unacceptable. You've got to go out on your shield. And then he goes and does what he did against Canelo. And then tries to fraudulently blame it on a broken eye socket and a fractured orbital bone, none of which has been proven. You know, the guy's a joke. And you know, I would stop him. There is no doubt about it. I would take him out. And it's just up to me to when I want to get in the ring with him, really.
Did you rate him more before the Canelo fight, or did you rate him more after? I think you're going to say before.
I never rated him.
Really?
What's there to rate? You know, he fought in me all those years ago. A kid who'd never gone past 8 rounds and who did nothing for the first half of the fight and then put it on him for the second half, and it was a split decision. So let's flip that round to me. So if I got in the ring and someone fought me and didn't do anything for 6 rounds and still got and I only got a split decision against him, and then he likes to go around and say, oh, I battered you. And, you know, it's just, you know, it just makes me laugh. And then since then, who has he fought? What has he done? He hasn't fought anybody. You know, he is the same guy he was that day that he was gifted that win against me. He's the same fighter. I don't see any improvements. You know, I'm 10 times the fighter I was on that night. 10 times the experience, 10 times the 10 times the fire. So that's why I say that in the rematch, he has no chance.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck October 2nd. Roll on fight week. Hopefully Roy gets you safe and everything goes well. All right. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.